Anybody leaning on him? I'm going to cry it one more time. Anybody leaning on him? Praise God. He will not allow you to fall if you just lean on him. Because he is one of his word. He will cover you. He will protect you. He will hold you. And he'll keep you from falling. Hallelujah. If you just lean on him. Hallelujah. This is day 316. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Can you give him a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yeah. Glad to be in the number. One more time. Another day the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad that he allowed you to be a part of the day. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to do it. He could have left us in yesterday. Glory be to God. But he brought us over into a new day. And whatever comes with the day, just rejoice and be a part of this day. We God, give honor and glory to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to our presider, Elder Swenson. To all our other ministers in the house, we praise God for you. All the deacons and mothers and trustees and the secretaries and every position that they hold in the church, we praise God for you. And to every layperson, it's just a blessing just to have you in the house. Everybody's special and everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. It's just good to be back in Central Heights. It seems like it's been a long time. And I was telling of Brother James as I went by, I said, I hadn't been here so long, I hadn't used my mic so long, I forgot I didn't have it. If I would go out the second time and put it on. Praise God, because I hadn't used it in a while. Glory to God. Anybody glad to be in the house? Okay, what time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. We can stand some good news. From the book of Mark, 4th chapter, back to where we left off from last 4th Sunday. Begin at verse 37. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand and yield that spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We cast them all into your care that you might use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. We, God, come to give you glory and give you honor. Ask that you will send forth a word full of power and wisdom and knowledge and understanding, love and patience and peace, that we'll be able to apply in our lives and be better examples for others. As a light shine out into the world, they can see you in our action, our deeds, and give you the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Help us now. We shall be helped. In the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, among us for this cause. Amen. Are we there? Mark 4, verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Taking our subject from the 38th verse. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Tell somebody, wake up, Jesus. Wake up, Jesus. Jesus has fallen asleep in some of our lives. You have him. He's just sleeping. He's on board with you on the ship, the same ship that you're on. But he's sleeping. Not that he doesn't care, but he does care. So you need to wake him up, because he cares what happens to you. He cares about the woes that you're going through.
Yes, he does.
He cares about the ups and the downs. He cares when you're in a low place. Jesus cares. Okay, and so, but you'll never know it if you don't wake him up. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus and his disciples going across the sea to the other side. And why they're out there smooth sailing. Storm just came up. Why you were minding your own business, feeling good, having a good time, all of a sudden, a pain hit you and disrupts your day. All of a sudden, somebody says something that struck your nerve. And there it was on. You get angry. The tempest start raging. The storm of life have you battled this way and that way and that way and that way. every kind of way you can be bent and turned. The enemy was right there pushing it on. The storm. And it wasn't just a little storm. It said it was a great storm. I would say hurricane proportion. Maybe like, what's the one that was a 5 this year? Harvey didn't get the 5 there. Irma. Yeah, got a 5. Okay, that's what kind of storm this was. Great wind blowing. And that's what kind of storm is in your life. It may not seem like too much to somebody standing on the outside looking in, but it's you. You're the one going through. The storm is battering you here and battering you there, and children ain't doing right, and the grandchildren ain't doing right, and the your husband and your wife ain't doing right. Nobody seems to be doing right. And you're in a rage because you don't think nobody cares. And the reason you think nobody cares because Jesus is sleeping. I'm going through all this by myself, and I try to talk to this one, I try to talk to that one, but it just don't understand where I'm coming from. The storm is about to beat me down. I can't take another day of this. Storm, a great storm, a wind blowing, and the waves are dashing, and the ship is taking on water. Yeah, the waves are so high that as it hit up to the ship, they went in. And down the ship is about full. It don't look like I ain't got no more help coming. I ain't got no hope. Because this is more than I can bear. Jesus is still on board. You took him on when you said, Father, forgive me. I've been a sinner. And I believe that Jesus is Lord. And now I want to make him Lord of my life. But you forgot. You don't make him Lord. He's already Lord. So what you need to say, I'll accept him as Lord of my life. You see, Jesus was Lord before you were here. Jesus was Lord before the world was made. Jesus was Lord before there was a wind there or where. Jesus was Lord. And he was Lord then, and he's still Lord. Because he changed it not. And so the ship is now full. Too much water has entered the ship. We had our pails, and we've been bailing it out as it were coming in, but more was coming in than we could bail out. I just can't do this no more. I'm tired. My body's tired. My soul needs some rest. And the ship now is about to go under. Somebody need to come by and say, have you seen Jesus? Somebody need to come by and give me a word. I haven't, but so much been going on that I forgot that he was around. So much going on negative in my life, it seems like Jesus have left me. But tell somebody he's still there. He promised never to leave you. Nor would he forsake you. So Jesus haven't deserted you in the storm. He's right there. He'll carry you through the storm. And he'll bring you safely on the other side. But you need to wake him up. Tell somebody, let sleeping dogs lie, don't work here. I need to wake him up. How can I wake Jesus up? Not just by thinking about him. You got to call him. And you got to call him by his name. Somebody said, what's his name? Somebody said, Jesus is on the ship, but I don't see him. Because you don't see him, you don't think he's around. The neighbor, you may not see him, but he's sitting right beside you. And he's also sitting in you. Hallelujah. Somebody said in the song one day, he's no farther than a thought away. You've been battling your battles. You've been handling all your problems. And you say when you heard what somebody said about you, you made up your mind that you wait till I see him. I give him a piece of my mind. I straighten it out. And they won't talk about me no more. You been handling. And instead of settling the problem, you got this great storm there. It had escalated from a tropical storm now to a category 5. Glory be to God. Storms after storm has compounded each other and has made what we call the perfect storm. Anybody remember that movie? It was a terrible one. But more than one storm joined together. And each time one got in there, the power and the force got even greater. But somebody said, Jesus is on board. Where is it? I don't see him. Jesus, I saw him. And the last time I saw him, he was in the hinder part of the ship, lying on a pillow. And he was fast asleep. Why is Jesus sleeping? Somebody said, well, we were on the ship doing what we supposed to do. Everybody was manning down posts. Nobody invited Jesus to help with the ship chores. Nobody asked Jesus this morning, or somebody didn't ask Jesus this morning, Lord, take me by the hand and lead me through this day. Somebody didn't say, Jesus, I need you to guide me through the storms of life. Jesus, I need you, hallelujah, to help me this day and everything I do. I want to be led of your spirit. Everything I do, I want to go according to your word. We didn't say that, but we just got up. Thank the Lord for getting up. And we went on our way on our own. And then we get in some trouble through the day because Jesus is still sleeping. You left him in the bed and you went on your way. Glory be to God. Jesus is sleeping. Or you didn't call him. You give him nothing to do. You allow him to lay there on the pillow and sleep. Jesus waiting for you to call him. Jesus waiting for you to invite him in into your activity for the day. Jesus waiting so he can protect you and shield you. Did you ask him to protect you? All day long to shield you, all day long to keep you healthy, all day long. Did you ask them, Jesus, whatever I take in my body, I need you, hallelujah. I need you to help me to go through the day. Glory be to God. So somebody said, he's sleeping on a pillow. He must have been comfortable sleeping on a pillow. The ship might have been rocking. It might have been reeling. But Jesus was asleep. Hallelujah. You know, when the ship is on rough water, it gets your stomach upset. Glory, you lose your balance. You start feeling bad. Glory be to God. But Jesus was asleep. If you lay down, it won't bother you. When you get up, trying to walk on the ship while you're going one way and flying another way, going backwards and forward, seems like you take two steps forward and three back. Hallelujah. That's what it is when you're trying to solve your problem. You take two steps forward, but you back up three. And each time, you're losing one step. And so we're getting farther behind instead of getting ahead. So the ship has gotten full of water. Glory to God. Say, wake up, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, wake up, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see him now. Go tell Jesus. Hallelujah. We're prayer and trouble. And I see him now. I can imagine that they touched him. Hallelujah. Said, Jesus. Maybe didn't wake up right then. And said, Jesus. Hallelujah. You might call him three times. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Jesus! Hallelujah. Don't you carry that we perish. Hallelujah. Jesus, he cares. He cares. He won't let you fall. Jesus, we'll carry you through. Wake him up. Wake him up. He wants you to call him. He wants to heal your body. He wants to deliver you out of your fears. He wants to deliver you out of your cares. Keep the faith. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. He will. Hallelujah. Wake up and speak. He rebukes the wind. Hallelujah. Told the wind to stay still. Spoke to the sea and said, peace, be still. And at his command, he wanted to speak it in your life. Hallelujah. Wake him up. So he can say, Jesus can say, peace, be still. He wanted to calm your rage. Because you got a rage going on. Pressure going up. Strokes in sight. Hallelujah. Heart attack in sight. Glory be to God because you trying to fight the battle right by yourself. But Jesus said, I am that I am. I am whatever you need me to be. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am your helper, your peace, your joy. I am your life. I'm your lifeline. Call Jesus. Wake him up. Jesus said, why are you of little faith? Hallelujah. Why were you afraid? When we ask God to help us through the day, you're supposed to walk in that. Amen. Don't let him go to sleep. Talk to him. Whisper to him all day long. He is your constant companion. And we go the whole day without saying a word to him. We talk to him in the morning when we get up. And we don't talk to him no more until we go to bed. Hallelujah. We talk to everybody else. Don't even mention him. Tell your neighbor, you need to wake Jesus up. Right? Because he done fell asleep between 8 and 4. While you're on the job, he fell asleep and you didn't wake him up when you got off the job. You went on to your other chores. And the only time we got to talk to him was good morning, Jesus, and good night. Because everything happened in our life We handled it without Jesus. But the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all other things will be added unto you. We make decisions after decision through the day and don't consult Jesus. So he's sleeping. And you got yourself into a mess. And now you want to wake Jesus up to get you out. That's what happened on the ship. When they got themselves into a mess, they didn't, and when the storm first came up, they didn't call Jesus. They did what they would do. They do. They're going to fix this themselves. When these problems come in your life, you don't call Jesus. You handled it yourself. And so when things start going contrary, now you're in a rage. Okay. And fear comes about. So when Jesus sleeps, trouble stop brewing. When Jesus sleeps, things go into chaos. When Jesus sleeps, you start going down here. When Jesus sleeps in your life, we stop backing up and start instead of going forward. When Jesus sleeps, our hope diminishes more and more. When Jesus sleeps, our faith stops dwindling. You might have had that much faith before. Now Jesus sleeps, now all the time it's getting less and less. Because we start doubting. And after a while, we just give up. Amen. Jesus cares. Wake him up. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Jesus cares. Wake him up. And that's the word for the day.